So, as we all know, today is a full moon. The exact full moon is going to be at 24 degrees Taurus. Exact full moon is going to be at 24 degrees Taurus. This full moon is happening right next to Uranus at 25 degrees Taurus, and it's retrograde. The rest of the planets are Mercury at 16 degrees, Venus at 4 degrees. Well, Mercury at 16 degrees Sagittarius, Venus at 4 degrees Capricorn, Mars at 3 degrees Leo. Jupiter still retrograde in Gemini at 19 degrees. We just said Uranus is at 25. We got the North Node at 5 degrees Aries. And Saturn at 12 degrees Pisces. One thing about Saturn, though, is it's finally out of retrograde. Saturn came out of retrograde a little while ago. How long ago did Saturn come out of retrograde? Saturn came out of retrograde this morning, around 8:20 Central Time. Saturn came out of retrograde about 6 hours ago. That should play into this full moon. Now, I said the full moon is happening at 24 degrees Taurus. To figure out what this full moon is about, we need to break it down into pieces and then build it back up. What do you mean, break it down into pieces and build it back up? Well, okay. Well, I said this full moon is happening conjunct means right next to Uranus. The moon's going to be at 24 degrees. Uranus is going to be at 25 degrees, right? And they'll be standing right next to each other. Astrologically speaking, the name of that is conjunct. As some of y'all already know. So, the first thing that should come to mind is, what is Uranus? What is Uranus about? Uranus is the modern ruler of Aquarius. Modern. Traditionally speaking, Uranus is not the ruler of Aquarius, but modern, astrologically speaking, Uranus is the ruler of Aquarius. And what is Uranus about? It's about freedom, uniqueness, originality, liberation, breakthroughs. That would be more of, on a, let's just say, positive note. But on the negative note, Uranus can be unpredictable, erratic, you know, rebellious. Think about those words: freedom, breakthrough, originality, uniqueness, or unpredictability, rebelliousness, and erratic behavior. Now, what is the moon? What is the moon? The moon is the mother, women, family, emotions, memory, intuition, your roots, family roots, right? So think, so put those two list of keywords together. You know, uniqueness, unpredictability, emotions, mood, family, roots. That's Uranus and Moon. Hey, we forgetting something. What are we forgetting? The sign. What sign is it in? It's in the sign of Taurus. What's Taurus about? Well, Taurus is a sign ruled by Venus. And Venus likes to beautify things and all of that. And so you got resources. Taurus is the love of beauty. Taurus is about stability. Taurus is about comfort. Resources, love of beauty, stability or lack thereof, beauty or lack thereof, resources or lack thereof. But Taurus is also the downside of Taurus. Taurus is a bull, so Taurus energy can point to laziness and stubbornness and being stuck. It is a fixed energy, it's fixed earth, right? So you put the moon, you put the moon with an unpredictable planet in Uranus in the sign of Taurus, stability and resources or lack thereof, or being stuck and stubborn, right? How would you put all this energy together into a one gumbo, a soup, a sushi roll? What kind of sushi roll would this energy be? What is the universe trying to force us to eat, swallow, accept, right? So full moon in Taurus conjunct Uranus. It's about defending ourselves according to our truth. Defending ourselves according to our truth on who we really are, away from family and culture and face. Who are you really? Are you your authentic, unique self? Or are you putting up a false front to appease others? This energy is about breaking free of that which binds you. Breaking free of things that hold you down. Breaking free of things that hold you back. Did you do something that now that time has passed, those actions was hasty and hasn't worked out the way you wanted them to? That's this full moon, because when the full moon comes around, the full moon sheds light to things, brings light to things. The moon doesn't give off light, it reflects the light of the sun. And so when the full moon comes around, it's reflecting the light of the sun, bringing all the sun's glory to that area, good or bad, if you want to see it or not. Uranus, this moon Uranus is about detaching emotionally. You know, I did say that Uranus is the modern ruler of Aquarius, and they do say Aquarius energy is about detaching. Detachment. Uranus, this full moon with the moon emotions next to Uranus, it's about emotional freedom and independence. Emotional freedom and emotional independence. What would that look like for you guys? Being in Taurus, it's about being emotionally disciplined and responsible. This is also the energy of wanting something new. Wanting something new from the what is norm for you. You ready to break out of the norm and do something new. This energy is also about emotional tantrums. Just cause you got a grown body, that don't mean you don't act like a kid in the candy store, mad cause you can't get that lollipop, and you're on the crown, rolling back and forth. I want it. You could be 35, 45, 55, 65 and still act like a kid in a goddamn candy store. Moon Uranus is also about the need for space. Shifting moods. Do y'all remember that band? Living Color. They had a song called A Cult of Personality. This Moon Uranus conjunction, full moon, could be about culture shock. As in, if you was your authentic self, would people who've known you be shocked? This is also the energy of getting over trauma of things that suddenly happened to you. Emotionally getting over letting go of traumatic events that came up unexpectedly. It's also the energy about knee-jerk reactions, rebelliousness, and emotional unpredictability. Being emotionally unpredictable. Now, I'm gonna start right there. Think about that. Emotionally unpredictable. What makes somebody think they want to be around somebody who is emotionally unpredictable? What does that actually mean? It means I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna get out of you at any given time. I also said this is about you. Consistency or lack thereof. So emotional consistency or lack thereof. Think about it. Would you rather know no matter what happened to somebody at work or throughout their day, they're going to be the same person when they walk through that door? How comfortable can a person really be when somebody hit that door, you don't know what the fuck to expect? Oh, Lord. here they come. People act like Debo around you. Better start chucking their chains and shit. Being that this is happening at the 24th degree, they have a saving symbol that speaks to this, and the saving symbol is a vast public park. What the fuck does that mean? Emotional culture values living in peace, wanting to play and enjoy being part of something bigger than yourself. What does it take? What would it take to be part of something bigger than yourself? Well, I know one thing it does. You selflessness. All right, I'll take that. But you know, you got to be emotionally stable and emotionally predictable and all that to steady show up to be part of something bigger than yourself. It also takes people working toward shared goals. And to be able to work towards shared goals, it's about putting aside your fear putting aside competitiveness, aggressiveness. You ever heard the saying, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one? So to be part of something bigger than yourself, you got to think about the needs of the many. Stop focusing on your need. It also represents hidden benefits that could surprise you, right? So, you know, there are things that benefit us that we don't give it its proper due and appreciation. Because this is talking about a park. How does even though it's open to the public, a park benefits all. You can go there, depending on the type of park. You get active. You could, you know, do all kinds of stuff. Fly kites. Sit out there and read books. Yeah. All right. So all of that energy is what this full moon is actually pointing to. And tarot wise, this full moon is happening in the energy of the Seven of Pentacles. What is that person doing? He's sitting down. He done put in some work, but, you know, he's just sitting there looking at it. And if you see, you got seven pentacles, which means he didn't put in some work. He done put in some work. But the reverse of this would be, what do you think the reverse of this would be? The dude sitting there looking in, to put in all that work and accumulate all that stuff, you know what it takes? Emotional stability, not being, showing up. It takes consistency. It takes all of that to accumulate this. So, on this full moon at 24 degrees Taurus next to Uranus, the moon is shining light on this. Did you put in the work, or did you sit back and let the work watch people put in the work? Did you do the work? Or did you sit back like a lazy bull? Didn't it talk about laziness? Stubbornness? Hey, speaking of laziness and stubbornness, what is this with the moon next to Uranus? You know what sometimes need to happen to some people? Unexpected, shocking things need to happen to get you to move your ass. If it didn't happen, you wouldn't move your ass. So, word of advice. Won't you start moving your ass so you won't have to have unexpected, shocking things happen to you to get you out of these stuck places and situations and areas that you are in? Won't you start moving your ass and putting in the work? Seven of Pentacles. Or, hey, like I said, The beauty of this is you so free, you could choose bondage. You free to stay stuck. And that's your choice. And I'm fine with it too. Stay there. You want to stay in the mud? Stay in the mud. Roll around and all that. Hey, sit there and make your mud pies. Make your mud bridge. Make your mud army. I don't care. I ain't getting in that mud with you. But I will throw you a rope and try to pull you out that mud and, you know, maybe throw a bucket of water on you, try to rinse your face up. But other than that, I ain't getting in that mud with you. I'm trying to put in the work. You know? So, hopefully, you know, hopefully that helps you understand and see. Now you got to look and see what's showing up for you in your Taurus area, because all of us got Taurus energy. Where is it in your chart? That's why you got to know, right? And so, is it in your first house? Is it in your 10th house? Is it in your 7th? Is it in your 8th? Because that's where it is. And that's where it's showing up. And that's where light is being shined on you.
Know thyself, balance your energy.